During a joint appearance with Brahimi Tuesday in New York, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced that the mediator will step down May 31st.
For nearly 2 years, Joint Special Representative Brahimi has sought an end to the brutal and still worsening civil war in Syria. He has faced almost impossible odds with the Syrian nation, Middle Eastern region, and wider international community that have been hopelessly divided in their approaches to ending the conflict.
Despite his struggles in mediating a peace deal, Brahimi expressed confidence the crisis will end.
The question is only, and this, everybody who has a responsibility and an influence in the situation have to remember, that the question is, how many more dead, how much more destruction there is going to be before Syria becomes again the Syria we have known.
Brahimi had been working to restart negotiations, but that effort was thwarted with the announcement that presidential elections will be held next month, dealing a severe blow to his efforts. He replaced former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan as international mediator in August 2012. Annan also failed to obtain a ceasefire. In other news, Danish Foreign Minister Martin Lifegaard, whose country is providing one of the two cargo ships being used to move chemical weapons components out of Syria, urged Damascus to quickly give up the last of its lethal stockpile. Lifegaard said the ships are not mandated to stay beyond the June 30th deadline.
We have actually now gathered 92% of the registered chemical weapons of Syria. That's not enough. We are still having 8% remaining, and we'll do whatever we can to get that on board as well and then transport it away and destroy it as soon as possible.
The Danish cargo ship and another from Norway are in the eastern Mediterranean taking deliveries of Syrian toxins, with command frigates escorting them. They are awaiting word to head for a Syrian port to pick up the last of the chemicals. Syria agreed to scrap its chemical weapons to avoid a possible military strike from the United States after an August chemical weapons attack on civilians outside Damascus. More than 1,400 people were killed. Mike Richman, VOA News, Washington.